a not-so-good American and a guy who just seems to stumble into his own mess from the moment he came into view from getting pulled over by the police. And that is the story of Representative Jewel Jones. And on top of that is our Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. State Representative Jewel Jones was charged with two felonies after prosecutors allege he brought a handcuff key into the Livingston County Jail following his court hearing on Tuesday. Now, Jones was charged with one count each of bringing a weapon into a jail and escape waiting trial for a felony. Now, Jones was handcuffed and transported to jail on Tuesday after Livingston County Judge Michael Hattie revoked his bond after Jones pleaded guilty to his third bond violation. He was out on bond after being charged with drunk driving stemming from an April 6th incident in Fowlerville. Jones is also charged with possession of a weapon while under the influence of alcohol, reckless driving, and four counts of resisting and obstructing a police officer. Now, at his arraignment yesterday, Livingston County Magistrate Jerry Sherwood set bond at $100,000 cash or surety. Sherwood also ordered Jones to surrender any police items, such as a handcuff key, baton, or pepper spray. Livingston County Sheriff Michael Murphy said there's no general rule when those in custody may be handcuffed, and he's not sure why Jones brought a key with him. Prosecutors filed a motion to revoke Jones's bond earlier this month after he tested positive for alcohol three times on September 3rd. Jones attempted to tamper with his alcohol tether.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as an alcohol tether, and the guy stuffs a sock in it so it doesn't work.
Absolutely. And so they have that. And so he pleaded guilty to two previous bond violations since the charges were filed back in April. He was supposed to have a pretrial hearing, I believe, October 1st. But the judge was like, no, we're going to have this pretrial hearing this Friday.
I must say, I don't believe I've ever met or interviewed. I don't know. Ann would know better if we've ever had State Representative Jewel Jones on. But has he been a lightning rod for trouble since he's been a state representative, or is this just a coming out party?
I think, you know, the first that it was ever heard of any issue, major issue, was the April 6th stop when he was in Fowlerville and state police stopped him for drunk driving. And it's just kind of been a domino effect, you know, just kind of like a snowball down the hill since then.
And, isn't he the one that was saying, don't you know who I am? I'm good friends with Governor Whitmer.
You know, I pay your salary.
I'm the guy. I pay your salary. I write the laws. I guess he writes them but doesn't have to live by them. I mean, this is that same guy, and it just keeps getting worse, it seems.
When you have a key, a handcuff key, taped to the bottom of your shoe.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, bottom line, Paul W., you know, this is not a person who's thinking rationally. He has a problem. He needs some help. And, you know, from what I've been told, he's been asked, you know, if he wants help, he's turned it down. You know, you can force a person into to get some help. But unless they really want the help, I don't, you know, how does, you know, if it, I don't know if it really works. So you know, he really needs some help.
So Brian said, Ann said, we never have had him on. But here's the thing about that thing you just said. And you're right. I understand, Lloyd, the world we live in. And we just talked to Mark Hackle, where we have rights and certain things that people feel very strongly about, even in the middle of a pandemic, apparently. But when you say he's been asked if he wants help and he's turned it down, isn't it kind of always the case that some of the people who need the most help are not in a position to understand they need the most help?
True. And that's why a lot of times they're forced by judges or magistrates to go into a rehab or get forced. Now, they can go in and they can, you know, get help and everything. A lot of times, though, if they don't really want the help, they don't, you know, they don't do what they're supposed to do. And then, you know, they come back out and it's still a problem. So, you know, they have to really acknowledge that they have a problem. That's the big thing. And then go from there. If you don't acknowledge it, you might still have problems down the road.
Yeah, if you don't acknowledge that you have a problem, or if you somehow crazily believe that you are above the law in all of these different ways, you're cruising for a bruising here.
Absolutely.
It's not going to turn out right or pretty.
Now, no.
If he's got a couple of felonies now, what's the rule or the law now, Lloyd Jackson? about being able to stay in your position as a state representative. Isn't there some kind of a cutoff where you go, okay, enough's enough, a felony, or in this case, two felonies, means you can't do this anymore?
And I'm not sure if it's like you're innocent until proven guilty, you know, so they won't take you out.
That's true.
You are. I think it's more of that, you know. Yeah, he's charged with these felonies, but you know, if he's convicted, I think that's the end.
Okay. Anything else going on? You did a nice job there with Mary Barra and the mayor when that biggest gift ever from General Motors, $50 million. And it's important to just bring it up again. Happy anniversary or happy birthday to all the hardworking men and women of all levels of the UAW and General Motors, because this is the day, September 16th, 1908, that General Motors was founded in Flint by William C. Durant. Now, do they do anything at GM today?
You know, I haven't heard. I mean, at least they should have a cake, wouldn't you think?
Well, it should be something.
I mean, 111 candles. 111 candles for 111 years. I mean, you know, it might set off the fire alarms, but, you know.
True. It might be illegal. Maybe can't have that many candles.